Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We start with the Royals, who begin a road trip tonight in Texas against the Rangers. Seth Lugo gets the nod. He'll go up against Jack Leiter tonight. 7:05 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6. Obviously, the Royals in the middle of a 6-game losing streak. Starting tonight, they would like to obviously turn their fade around a little bit. They're 4 under .500.
Yeah, a little fresh start being on the road, considering what's happened at the K lately. 6 straight series losses for the Royals. It's going to be a tough stretch, man. Texas, winnable games. Not saying they can't win any of them, but some of these teams ahead of them, San Diego, the Dodgers, even the Rays, how well they've been playing lately. Tough games. It's time to turn things around against the Texas Rangers. For the Royals, day off. Yesterday, cleared their head a little bit. Get going tonight. Can't wait. Mini camp underway today. Looks like we'll hear from Chris Jones later.
Yeah, 1 o'clock should be Chris Jones. You see all the photos and videos. Everybody's there,
videos.
Man. Everybody's
got Travis Kelce stretching. Wasn't he like France yesterday or something?
Yeah, he was at an Amazon, like him and Jason promote. You know, they're obviously their podcast is part of Amazon's
family. So France
family.
Yesterday, Arrowhead today.
The power of private jet travel.
Man, that must be nice, man.
Yeah. Very nice.
To be able to go from there to here. But anyway, mandatory mini camp. Then it's done. Then it's shut down. And Andy Reid probably didn't want to hear his phone ring until training camp. Because that's right. Always bad news when you hear it. Like, you just stay out of trouble for mini camp. Well, actually, the whole season. But mini camp.
Yeah, I hear you.
You definitely don't want issues when you get to training camp. I'm sure Big Red doesn't want any.
Yeah, you want it to be quiet. That's usually a good off season is when it's quiet. And they haven't had a quiet off season in a while. Maybe they can make it through this one. We'll talk more about minicamp after what's trending because Trey Smith is there as well. But is he practicing or is he just standing around? What's it mean for his contract? We'll do that in just a bit.
We haven't seen videos yet.
Yes. Elsewhere, Bink, Thunder take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals over the Pacers last night. Game 6, Thursday night in Indy. The Thunder can win their first ever championship.
And stretch it out, man. Let's get to 7. I'll actually be rooting for your Pacers in this one, Drew, because I want to see 7 games.
I'm with you there. I think it's going to be...
I think the Stanley Cup wraps up tonight, so at least you have something. And we get the College World Series still.
Yeah, I think the Thunder get it done Thursday, but I'm with you. I mean, it's been a fun series. I wouldn't hate if it goes to a Game 7. I just think that last game in Indy a couple nights ago, that was the one Indy had to have. That was the series.
Yeah, that was the gut punch. That's the one, yep. Unfortunately.
The Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6 tonight. Florida Panthers 3-2 lead on Edmonton. This has actually been fun to watch, this series. The Florida Panthers, this team was on a dynastic run as well. You know, the Chiefs got a lot of crap for always in the Super Bowl, and people kept talking about it ad nauseum nationally. Oh, look, it's the Chiefs again. Panthers are there for 3 straight Stanley Cups. They could win back-to-back this year. Of course, they lost to the Knights 2 years ago, but 3 straight. for the Florida Panthers, and it could be back-to-back world champions tonight.
Yeah, that's impressive, and it will mean the end of Cash Out Bros Parlay if the Florida Panthers get it done.
Mercedes-Benz E-Class.
I want to see what his video is going to be when the bet if the bet loses. Like, I just want to see if it,
he's
like, going to
downplay. He's going to downplay and say, "Oh, it was a great couple of weeks. I don't care. I didn't need the $270,000
anyway. Dad over here, we're good to go. You know, I'm still
it's
set.
It's crazy. Lastly, on what's trending, Bink was excited about this. He wanted to make sure we got this one in. The PGA Tour has hired Brian Rolapp, top NFL executive. A lot of people thought he could have been the next man in charge if Roger Goodell stepped away ever. But PGA Tour is hiring as its first ever CEO. He'll work alongside current commissioner Jay Monahan, who will transition out of the PGA by the end of 2026.
It's interesting. They're going to the NFL ranks. He plays golf, likes golf, he said. But he says he's got a lot to learn about the sport of golf.
He's so got a heck direction. Of a
He was part of a group that got NFL Network up and running and stuff like that. But Roger Goodell, he was the heir apparent to Roger Goodell. Listen, Roger Goodell makes a lot of money. I don't know what it is now. It was, what, $30 million a year a couple years ago. It's got to be at least $60 million now.
I think we looked it up. I think it is about $60 million.
So he's got to make that. Roger's not going anywhere. So he has to wait a long
C-class.
Time.
C-Class.
C-Class Mercedes. Mm-hmm. He can, as a CEO, he can get a couple of those, Bank.
He can get a Malibu and $8,000 in cash still.
We're still hung up on that.
Well, you get taxes still.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. Jay Binkley is filling in for Cody. Drew Nixon producing the show. Of course, it is our lunch hour. And shout out to our friends over at Third Street Social. They're part of the Summit Restaurant Group, the official taco partner of Cody and Gold. Three locations in the Northland. They got one in Lee Summit, South Plaza as well. Third Street Social is the proud Taco Tuesday partner here on Cody and Gold. You can head out over to any of the three locations, as I said, for $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock today as well. So appreciate Third Street Social. Great spot to
always,
check out.
Always.
I've been to that
fan.
South Plaza location a couple of times.
Have you ever had the animal style burger? They'll bring it to you in like brown paper. But they do. No. It's like as close to In-N-Out as you can
really?
Get. Third Street has the animal style burger that they sell, and it's always been a staple. I love that.
I have not had that
it's
item.
Great,
there.
Great stuff.
But a great day to get some tacos over at any of the three Third Street Social locations. We mentioned what's trending. Minicamp is underway, and good sign. Everybody appears to be there. I still don't know if Trey Smith is going to practice. He's there. He's got a helmet on. That's a great sign. But remember, guys, we'll still do the hold-in thing. But it points in a positive direction, just that we're not going to have the same issues that is going on in Cincinnati or Dallas with Micah Parsons. But how confident are you that a deal gets done? We're less than a month away, just under it. From
he's wearing gear. I'm looking at these pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I think he might actually. Yeah. Remember, the media portion's only open for part of it. We'll find out.
Stretching and whatnot.
We'll find out at 1 o'clock.
He's got the elbow pads on.
I know. I think he might actually just practice, which is great.
Yeah,
which is great. Now
media
he signed,
pictures work out this time.
He signed a franchise tag for $24 million.
He's going through drills.
Yep,
and I'm seeing him go through drills.
Good
there
for
you
him,
go.
You know,
yeah, that's great.
Good
that's
for
great.
Him.
The deal getting done, are we going to have to wait until right up against the deadline, or do you think there's a chance it gets done sooner? I think July 1 is
July
the earliest.
July 15th is the deadline. So these things usually go right up against it.
That's typically how it goes, yeah.
Mm. I 12th think or 13th.
It has to get done, frankly. Like the Chiefs put themselves in a position. I know they got to negotiate 4-year deal or 5-year deal and some of the language in the contract, but you know the dollar amount for the most part on the yearly basis because of the franchise tag. And so when you traded Joe Tooney, you made a decision. You have to get a long-term deal, and otherwise you made a big mistake moving on from Tooney. You move on from Tooney because you think you're going to hold on to long-term Trey Smith. And I think they'll get this done. Like, if I had to bet right now, will Trey Smith get a long-term deal done by the deadline? Yes, I would bet there. But back in March when they traded Tooney and they tagged Trey Smith, I thought, oh, that means they must think they're close to getting a deal done. They obviously were not. And so we sit here and they're less than a month away from this deadline.
You know, the Chiefs will have about three. If you took all the NFL positions, you took the 22 and add the specialist to it, the Chiefs will have, what, three or four of the top at their position in average per year? Because you got Jones, Butker, top paid kicker at this point. And then Creed Humphrey's top eight center, so that's three. And then Trey Smith will be four. So four spots would be Kansas City Chiefs players for the highest average per year. That's pretty tough to do. Because that means you have to draft extremely well. If you have four of the highest paid at their positions in the National Football League, which when Trey Smith signs, that'll be four.
Right. I think it's important to get it done also, not just because of this issue you made earlier, but you know who's waiting on a deal and who I think they need to get a long-term deal. That's Trent McDuffie. And the longer you wait on that, of course, the price goes up. Your Sauce Gardner, I think, still hasn't gotten his deal with the Jets. And of course, he plays the same position as Trent McDuffie. So you look at just the comps and what that market could look like. Trent McDuffie, I think, will end up being, and they consider him one of the faces of this franchise now. And especially
now he's got those interceptions, you know, it's put that behind you.
Especially Bink, because in a year or so, Travis Kelce's not going to be around. And 3 years from now, where's Chris Jones going to be? I mean, Trent McDuffie, Patrick Mahomes, and a third face, whoever that's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be a offensive player or a defensive player, but McDuffie's going to be that face of the franchise kind of player. And so I think they're going to get a deal done with him, but you can't negotiate that really until you get Trey Smith handled. That's why I think it's important to get this done so that you have a chance maybe before the start of this season to get something done with Trent McDuffie and not just play it out. Cause I think it costs you quite a bit of money if you do that.
Yeah. And I think they'll get it done. And like I said, it's a good sign seeing him go through drills and everything else. Cause it's one of those situations he could have sat out. Cause you see this all the time in the league, but he's back and you thought, hey, there's good faith. It's good faith between Trey Smith and the Chiefs. So that was the good sign going forward. And clearly today's another great sign.
Someone on the text line was listening earlier, 913-586-7965, said they delivered a package over to the same casino that your mom's at. And said they're attempting to go see if your mom's on a roll up the slot machines or not.
Well, I haven't gotten a text. Well, she's got a little bit of Alex Gold in her, you know?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
You know, I didn't mean. Bank.
I didn't mean that. I meant that you're gambling the way you gamble all the time. You'll gamble over anything.
Drew saved that in the system.
Drew's...
Drew and I have
issues.
Continue.
You going to the quick trip tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes.
You can't go and get some of your own on the way?
Why'd you take your Code Red today? I'm just curious. You were in a, quote, backup on the highway, but you did have your Code Red with you.
Because
was this all a ruse? Were you really in a backup, Drew? Or was this you just running late?
That's a whole other conversation.
Or were you running late and grabbed the Code Red? I'm just curious. Or are we blaming this on traffic?
No,
no snow, no rain, no. I mean, what are we doing here, Drew?
June
17th. I'm calling you out for lying.
I didn't lie. You went through the same traffic that I did.
But it was cleared by the time I got through.
No.
Drew gets here about the same time every day, anyway.
Thank you.
Well, she's got a little bit of Alex Gold in her, you know. Now, stop it.
Jeez. You're the one that said it, Bink. You did it to yourself just the same way that I do things to myself.
These drops, they got to stop. People think I'm dirty.
I mean,
they do.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what makes them think that, Bink. I'm sure it's just that one comment.
I called the White Sox a booty call, and you think I'm the worst guy in the world.
When Cody and I were gone.
People talk dirty all the time on all the shows.
Yeah.
The commercials. Literally pissed my pants and forgot who the hell I am for the last 3 days. See? Fabricated. It's done by AI.
I don't know what's going to happen on Friday. Friday is just you and Drew.
I know.
Good luck. And it's a fan club Friday. I don't know how you guys are going to handle that. Drew might just walk out by the time before the show's over.
I hope so. Who are we going to have in here drink with us? At one.
That's on you guys. I don't know.
Get hammered at one to two.
I don't know. Whoever you guys want.
Women panties like, just go flying off. Didn't say that either.
You obviously did, Bink. That's not AI Bink. That's not AI Bink. That's real Bink.
That's when he was in your chair, Gold and Cody.
What was he doing in my chair?
He was filling in with Cody. And there was a day where he had about five drops. It was one of those days. It was one of those.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, my
It was
goodness.
One of those, man.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Gosh. Coming up in about...
You're a creep, dude.
15 minutes. We'll talk more about the trade deadline, some reports that the Royals are looking at outfield help, and what J.J. Piccolo told us earlier today. We addressed a lot of the conversations that you as fans have been having, and we've been having on the show about this organization right now, where this baseball team is at, including how aggressive are they going to be, what's the timing of everything, and J.J. Piccolo's response to report that they were already talking about trading a veteran pitcher or not. So he shut that thing down pretty quick.
He shut it down.
And we'll bring that back in 15.
Over it.
Yeah, that's coming up in 15 minutes. But last night, I didn't have a chance to watch this. I know you were excited for it, but Shohei Ohtani made his return to the mound. Now, he only pitched one inning, all right? They're easing him back in, but it's the first time he's pitched in, 2 years, I guess it's been at this point in time. You know, and we all know about the power that he has. It reminds you, though, for you, it sounded like Ohtani is must-watch. So you specifically said, hey, I'm going to go watch because of Ohtani. You think about athletes in sports who are must-watch for you, and Ohtani's on that list. He's going to be at the K here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's fun, and just players we like watching. You don't have to like the team. Like, you probably didn't like the Cardinals. There's a lot of people here that don't like the Cardinals, obviously.
Right.
But did you enjoy going and seeing McGuire hit home runs? Or did you find yourself ever going to St. Louis during the chase? Or did you buy tickets to go watch Sosa when he came to town that year to watch? You're not a Cubs fan at all. You just want to see Sosa. Or did you go watch when Barry Bonds came to Kansas City? You're like, this is a must. I've got to go see Barry play baseball. I did. I wanted to see it. Now, as far as Ohtani's concerned, I remember his first start in Kansas City, right? We had all the media there and everything. It was a cold day. They ended up bagging the game. It was like 24 degrees or something. Didn't see it. But yeah, I flipped over and I'm watching because usually the Dodgers are on MLB Network late at night or whatever, so you watch them. But I don't watch the game. I watch when Ohtani comes to play. Like, you'll check your scoreboards and see kind of where he's at in the lineup and stuff and flip over. But Ohtani's just one of those rare guys to watch. You know, and you can still enjoy things. I remember Ron Hegley a few years ago when he went down to watch a tournament that Tiger was in. It's like, you know, you get a chance to watch conceivably the greatest of all time. And maybe you're a Jack fan or not, but.
Or JJ Spahn, I'm told yesterday. Yeah.
Or JJ Spahn. Yeah, that was great. I would love to have been there. But watching Ohtani pitch and he gives up the run. And then all of a sudden he leads off the next inning. He gets a double, gets that run right back. I mean, what we're watching, it's just incredible thinking about how good the dude is. Shut down from pitching last year, still wins MVP at the plate. That is one of the guys, one of the few guys in sports, I will tune in just to watch that player play, or you'll go to the game and see him. There's just certain guys in sports, whether you like the team or not, you don't even have to like the team. It's almost better if you don't. You just like that particular player. That's one of those guys.
Yeah, Ohtani's definitely that. I mean, I think, you know, when they come to Kauffman in a couple weeks, there's a lot of people, including myself, I'm going to go to a game because I want to watch Ohtani.
Does it matter pitching or just hitting?
I mean, if he happens to set up rotation-wise where he's pitching, then great. I also think, I mean, the obvious name, too, and someone that I just saw the updated ratings in her first game back from injury. Caitlin Clark is the most obvious answer for this. The ratings and everything have proven this out. We all know what she did to Iowa, what she's done for the WNBA. Her first game back on Saturday, 2.2 million average viewers, peak of 2.8 million, third most watched WNBA game on ABC ever. So she's the answer to that. She's become must watch if you are a basketball fan, especially if you're a fan of women's basketball. That whole league, nobody talks about if it's not for Caitlin Clark. That's just the reality of the situation. So she's probably that player. Obviously, in football, I think there's quite a few. Like, Mahomes, to me, is still at that level, no matter how much people want to hate on
him. Yeah,
I think
people
Chiefs
actually go to games outside of the city just to see him play. I mean, even if they're not a fan of the Chiefs, which most aren't. Yeah,
Lamar Jackson is that player. Like, if he's on in the game, that's a player for me, too.
I could see that. And back in the day, it was Bo. You know, it was Bo Jackson back in the day, you know, when I was growing up. But, Caitlin Clark is one of those players you'd want to go see. I said earlier, and we'll talk about the ratings without her playing is different. She is the league. She's the whole league. Got a lot of crap for saying that, but it's true. She is the entire league.
Yeah.
The entire league.
I mean, that's the ratings have backed that up.
Yeah. I mean, proof is here. I don't think people are watching other games. They're watching her. That's what I said earlier.
Got a ton of crap for it,
but that's the truth.
Do you think in baseball, though, so you mentioned Ohtani, and we mentioned the numbers earlier. This past Father's Day weekend was the best attendance weekend in baseball in 17 seasons. So I think baseball's in a good spot. Unfortunately, the CBA stuff is going to come up in a year or two. But you mentioned Shohei Ohtani is must watch for you. Is there another baseball player that is must watch for you? Some people might say it's Bobby Witt Jr., but is there another Aaron Judge this season? I mean, anytime he steps into the batter's box, I mean, this guy is hitting over four. Is he still hitting over 400?
No, he's at 377. Nine of the last ten plate appearances.
I was at Kauffman this past Tuesday, of course, when he hit that home run off the Hall of Fame. I mean, I will not forget that home run ever.
But you have to balance that, and he's beating your team. You know, that's the only bad part about it is when they're. But it used to be much easier when the Royals are so far under 500. You want to see the player come in and excel. That's the tough thing. Same thing with Ohtani. He comes in here and
hits
home
runs. Skeens was coming to town.
You saw an Ohtani home run, but yet it's doing it against the Royals.
Is Paul Skeens that for you? Not on TV, but if he's in town, are you going to watch a Paul Skeens start?
Paul Skeens is one of those guys that we used to joke around with Kling and Bob back in the day, like with Skeens starts, Skeens start day, you know, so it's, you tune in and watch it. But Skeens is one of those, stop what you're
so
doing and watch him
superstar,
play.
He's a superstar, like a full-blown superstar.
I think
superstar.
So. I mean, when he's pitching, I definitely watch it. I mean, I don't watch Pirates any other time, but if Skeens is on the mound, I'll watch it to see Paul Skeens.
I think there's it's Judge, it's Bobby, it's Shohei.
Ellie De La Cruz, maybe?
He's an unbelievable athlete. I don't know
if that's a showstopper.
I don't know if I'm
300 miles to see said player.
Yeah, I don't think I'm turning, like, seeking out that game.
I don't want to be that person, but are we sure Bobby's that player? Are you driving 300 miles to see Bobby Witt Jr. play? I think, but
He's one of the baseball fans.
I don't think so.
Do you think Joe Schmo from Jacksonville, Florida, is driving all the way down to Miami to watch him play?
I don't think so.
I don't know if Joe Schmo is driving to Miami to go see anybody other than Ohtani, though, really. For being real.
Yeah, I just, and that's nothing against Bobby because we know how good he is, obviously. Yeah. But I wonder if, because does that make, is he in Shohei's category of stardom
among
the general public?
It's just like, but if you're expecting, you know, smashing the home runs, clearly he did well in the home run derby, hadn't had as many this year. But that's a big allure, a big draw for people to go see how far this guy can hit home run. I mean, that's a big thing when it comes to baseball. I want to see this dude mash. Typically, you're not going to see somebody that hits for average or wins batting titles. They're going to see the guy that hits home runs.
Yeah, and some of this, too, is the marketability aspect. Like, some guys have bigger personalities. Like, Bobby Wood Jr. is a hell of a player. He's not the most biggest, brightest personality that's out there. Is that part of this? Is that what we're also talking about? Because there's guys in the league that are great players. Like, Pete Alonso's been a great player for a while, but that guy is just, it doesn't really say a whole lot either. And is that, that's not, that never somebody that you were probably
like, I wish I would have traveled to see Jordan. Like, I wish I, that's one of the things I really miss on doing, going and seeing.
I mean, I wish I saw him play as well. That's why I want to still next year find a way to go see a LeBron James game, because
or see Tiger Woods
without getting into the MJ LeBron debate, we can all acknowledge if he's not the GOAT, he's the second best player in NBA history. And so I want to have a chance to see LeBron play. I've been fortunate to see Tiger Woods play in a golf tournament. That was a bucket list thing. PGA Championship at Bethpage Black a couple years back. That for the point you mentioned, like there are players like that because you think and you know they're one of the all time greats. Does it have to be an all time great though for it to be must watch? Because there's guys that are not all time greats that you like Shohei Ohtani. Eventually could be a top 50 baseball player ever. Right now, he is not a top 50. Think about all the guys that play. Shohei Ohtani currently in 2025 is not a top 50 baseball player of all time. Can he be that when his career is done? Sure. He's not there yet. Is he a top 100? Yes. But I don't think he's a top 50 player. So, but you want to see it because he's throwing, he's pitching and hitting, and it's just something you haven't seen in your lifetime for the most part.
He's already racking up the MVPs, too, so it's kind of fun. How many MVPs he won now? Three?
Yeah.
I think it's hard for you to
say. Three-time MVP. Yeah, so. Three-time MVP.
Most of the time, it is a legend in their sport. Like, for instance, like Tiger. I've been able to see Tiger play. I made it a point to go see Kobe play. I wanted to see Kobe Bryant play.
Sure.
If they're in town, it's a lot harder in my mind, because I don't think, not that I don't think of it in football, but I think it's a lot easier to have this conversation with basketball, baseball, golf, potentially, if it's in, you know, or other things. Where with football, like, if I wanted to go to a Chiefs game, or if Chiefs fans want to go to a Chiefs game, you've already got that guy where I don't. Clearly, it's not for you, Drew.
You've had a chance to go see Mahomes at Arrowhead. You haven't gone yet.
When Tom Brady faced off against Mahomes, that was classic because you had the GOAT with the baby GOAT playing.
I'm talking about if somebody swings through Kansas City, if you look at the schedule, is there anybody that stands out in the NFL right now that if they came to Kansas City, you'd say, I want to go to that game because of this player's coming? Or is it because it's a rivalry game?
I want to see Jaden Daniels next year in person. I haven't seen Jaden Daniels play ever. So Jaden Daniels would be a player. And a lot of that is just because I haven't seen him play in person, right? So Jaden Daniels next year on the schedule that's coming to Arrowhead, one of the players I'm most excited to see, is Jaden Daniels for sure.
Because to me, I think it's harder with football. It's different with football. I don't know why that is, but
that's true. I think people do go watch
Mahomes though. I do think that's
for
a
sure.
Draw.
I think that's the thing. That's why it'd be a question for if they're traveling to Indy, do Colts fans want to go to that Colts Chiefs game because they want to see Patrick Mahomes play against their favorite team, or is it just, I just want to go to
the Colts
game?
Look at the ticket prices.
Because,
there's a reason why. I mean, yes, Chiefs fans are buying up tickets on the road too, but there's also a reason why the Chiefs, whether they play international or whether they're playing in Minnesota or wherever, like, those tickets are more money because one, in some years they're defending champs, but because that people want to see Patrick Mahomes. It's the same reason why, when the Panthers come to town, the tickets are cheap. Because Bryce Young's not exactly a draw these days.
Yeah, and nobody on the team is. I mean, because even when Luke Kuechly was playing, Luke Kuechly is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best linebackers for the time that he played in his time period. You aren't going to a Panthers game to watch Luke Kuechly play.
No, but I actually went to watch Ray Lewis, a young Ray Lewis play, just to watch Ray Lewis.
You wanted just to watch Ray Lewis? I think I went
to watch Ray Lewis, yeah.
Because that, I think, is where maybe with football it's a little bit harder, where with basketball or with baseball, you can see, especially a hitter or a pitcher, you can see them performing. They have the ball in their hands. They have the bat in their hands. They have the club in their hands. It's all them, and that's who you go to see. Where football, with only quarterbacks really is where it is convincing enough, I think, to make it worthwhile.
I felt that way about
Bo
when he played football, because you never knew when he touched the ball if it's going to be a long
touchdown. I mean, Bo Jackson is a great example, I think, of somebody who you go and see.
Yeah, he was just such a unicorn, you know, playing baseball and football and everything. Yeah. Like, to me, Bo Jackson was the dude to go see play.
All right, up next, guys, let's get back into the Royals, including some comments from J.J. Piccolo earlier today with us about their approach as we get closer to the trade deadline, plus a random question of the day, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here on Cody and Gold. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Jay Binkley, Drew Nixon with you. Bink will be back in just a second. He's still scarfing down some of the tacos, man. I barely finished the tacos in time before we got to break. I had a pause there for a second. They're fantastic, though, man. Bink went with, I think he had like some of the chicken ones. I went with the steak tacos from our friends over at Third Street Social. They're our proud lunch partner here on Tuesday, part of the Summit Restaurant Group, the official taco partner with 3 locations, Northland, Lee Summit, South Plaza. And on Tuesdays, at any of their 3 locations, they have $2.50 tacos. That starts at 3 o'clock here in a couple hours. And those were awesome. A little rice, a little steak tacos.
Very, very good.
They brought in some dessert. I haven't had the dessert yet. Drew was very excited, very proud and excited to tell us about the dessert,
Some sort of whoopie pie.
Yeah, that was impressive.
And then a s'mores pie.
Yeah, looks
That's next. That's next commercial break. Anyway, one break at a time here. You know, I had to scarf down the tacos during the last 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'll hit up the dessert here in just a bit as well. So appreciate the folks over at Third Street Social. All right, I want to talk some more baseball. We had JJ Piccolo on the show earlier today. If you missed the full conversation, it's up on our website, our Odyssey app. Also, we'll re-air that coming up at 1:30 today. But there had been some reports about the Royals shopping for outfield help. I know Vern yesterday had told Fesco and Dusty that, hey, they need to drop the green flag, so to speak, and start buying and try to get this thing corrected. This team right now is not out of it, but they can be very quickly because of where this offense is. By the end of this road trip, they could be, you know, 7-8 games under 500 if things go disastrous.
Until the All-Star break is brutal.
25 games till the break. Only one team they're going to play that has a worse record than them, and that would be the Pittsburgh Pirates and maybe Paul Skenes, depending on the way the schedule works out.
Didn't matter last weekend.
It did not. It definitely did not. And in the report that was out there initially from Jim Bowden over at The Athletic, he mentioned that the Royals are looking for corner outfield help, and he mentions that they understand that they would have to part ways potentially with a Blake Mitchell or a Carter Jensen type. And I told you, the only way I'm on board with that is if I'm getting players that can help you beyond 2025. I'm not trading my number one, number two prospect, let's say in Blake Mitchell, for Cedric Mullins, who is gone after the end of the season, or Ryan O'Hearn, who I just wouldn't trade for anyway, but that's a whole different conversation. And then there was also a mention of the Marlins. Now, that was more intriguing. They've got a couple 27-year-old players that have 3-4 years of control left. That would be in a situation where I'd be willing to get rid of some of my prospects to get guys that can help me now and in 26 and in 27. That's kind of where I'm at on the trade. So everybody wants to make it as simple, buy or seller. I don't think it's that simple. Are you a buyer for the future or are you a buyer just for 25? I don't think if you write this second that they should be a buyer just for 25. But we asked JJ Piccolo kind of how, you know, the difficult nature of that right now, because it's June 17th and a lot of teams, you know, you look at the trade market and who's actually selling and who's buying.
Yeah, well, I think we're just trying to monitor things. I mean, nobody seems to be very active right now. I know we had the big trade the other day, and that was a very unique trade for a lot of reasons. But, you know, it doesn't seem like teams are actively shopping players right now. So you just keep evaluating things. And what we've tried to do is let's look internally. You know, what do we have internally that maybe can pick us up a little bit? And it may not be the, you know, the big bopper like, you know, Devers being traded, but if we can add to our offense and improve on the margins, improve our defense, improve our base running, we're going to explore that first because there doesn't seem to be a market right now where there's an outfielder available. So guys are getting opportunities right now, whether it's John Rave, Jack Caglione, they're all getting opportunities to play. And then it gives us more time to evaluate who they are and how they can impact this team in 2025. You know, so all that's coming into, you know, our thoughts, our processes, and really until you get somebody that is, you know, clearly going to be trading an outfielder, we can talk about all we want, but we can't force another team to make a trade.
And that's why I still think a lot of this gets settled, and I keep saying it, like the next 3 weeks. Either in 3 weeks can be very clear you're a seller, or in 3 weeks something happens with this offense maybe, and all of a sudden you're right in it, and then you can make a determination. But so many of these teams that you are talking about maybe trading for, they're in the same spot as you record-wise. I mean, now if you look at the American League, other than like what the A's and the White Sox, basically you're the Angels and the you know, pick another American League team. Certainly the Twins and Guardians are right there at the top of it, but they're all in the, they're not selling. So
the Orioles are 6.5 back, and the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 14 back. Yeah. That's it. That's the list.
Yeah,
the rest of all competitive. Even the Orioles sitting here, they've been on a roll at 6.5 back, and then the Royals sitting right in front of the Orioles at 3 back.
Yeah, so like I understand if you say like they should, you know, go out and make a move. I don't think there's a ton of moves to be had. And this is what I said about Rafael Devers. I don't think I was actually glad to hear JJ say it because people on the text line thought I was crazy for saying it yesterday. But Rafael Devers getting traded does not mean that it's all open now. That's such a weird trade that went down. I also don't like the trade for Boston at all. But Devers was complaining about the position stuff early in the season. He felt like he was lied to. And then, you know, then Devers was, you know, basically calling out the GM at time. Like, that was just a mess. It was a unique thing. That doesn't mean now that everybody is selling pieces. Could there be a minor trade? Well, sure. But it, as far as an impactful trade, I'm not so sure. I just think, and this is the part we asked JJ about, are you looking for a guy with control if you go and make a trade, or are you looking for just a rental? Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer. I mean, I guess the best way to answer it is the preference is always to have control. I mean, that you know, more years of control certainly benefits your organization. But when it comes down to it, who are the pool of players that are actually going to be traded, and what do their contracts look like? And when we get to that moment, I could better answer, a rental player is all that's available. But you always set your sight, you know, at least we do, on players that have more than a year of control. That was what we followed last year. Doesn't mean that's what we're going to do this year, but so much of it depends on the pool of players that are available that will help us shape that answer.
And last year they traded a couple prospects for Ursag, who had, like, what was it, like 5 years or 4 years of control or something like that. I just take the name out of it, but I was using Mullins as an example, or Ryan O'Hurt as an example, because that's who was referenced in like the Bowden article. I don't, like, even if you told me this team, we wake up in 3 weeks and they're suddenly two games above 500, they get some things figured out and they're only a game out of a playoff spot, I really don't want them trading for a rental player at that point in
and
time. Let me be clear, I guess. I don't want them trading your top prospect for a rental player. I want to be clear on that. If you told me that there was somebody else that they could trade in the organization further down the prospect list, sure. But I'm not trading Blake Mitchell to only get a rental. Now, I think you would get more than just a rental for Blake Mitchell, in fairness. But that's where I'm kind of at on the whole trade situation.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you as far as, you know, trading your future pieces that could help this team in the future. What about like the current now? What about the current guys, like a Suarez or something like that? That's the guys I think they should zero in right now on. And I know he's a third baseman and things like that. That's
and
fine.
He's a rental too, right, Suarez?
He'd be a rental player, yeah, because he's going to be a free agent. He's 33. Again, he can still slug it, still hits home runs. He's got 3 grand slams this year. But the Diamondbacks played better lately with 3.5.
They're
back,
not selling them yet.
They're not selling them yet. But it's that type of player that I think kind of fits in that what they would want to do, because you're not giving up anything long-term for him.
Yeah, now this was...
You're not going to have to give anything for him.
We asked J.J. Piccolo about... There was a report out this morning from somebody out on the East Coast, Mark Healy, and he said, quote, "I'm hearing Royals ownership has told J.J. Piccolo to start thinking about trading some veteran talent." The tweet went on to allude to, you know, Seth Lugo. We asked J.J. Piccolo about that report.
Unequivocally false. That is as false as can be, and, you know, the accountability of that writer should be in question.
So that was a strong response.
Big fan of that writer, wasn't he?
But I totally understand it. I think, does that mean that they won't trade Lugo? That's not what he's saying. Just the idea, like, that he's had conversations on June 17th that they need to start looking to trade veteran. That is what he is obviously disputing in the report. Does it mean that things really get ugly and they continue to fall off and it's July and they trade Seth Lugo? Well, I think that's still in play. Like, I don't think this means that they just have said definitively they're never trading Seth Lugo this season. That's not what he was saying. If this team is in a bad spot next month, then I think they should at that point, because he would not have any control left, or he doesn't have any control. He's going to opt out, we all think. He's going to get more money somewhere else. And so you will be left with nothing. But if you're in a play, like if you're firmly in a playoff spot, then I would not want them to trade him. But otherwise, yeah, they absolutely should be looking to trade him at some point.
Yeah, I said that you have to figure out what you're going to do. And I do agree with JJ that it becomes all kind of muddled with every team thinking they have a chance, because you don't want to throw in the towel to your fan base. But the American League, it's a lot easier to see who's in it and who's out. There's actually like 9 teams still technically involved in the American League. National League is a little easier because you get down to the Braves 7.5 back from wild card, Nationals 9.5 back, Marlins 10.5, Pittsburgh and the Colorado. Focus on those teams. You know, because the other teams think they still, quote, have a chance. Unfortunately, the Diamondbacks sitting just 3 games back because they've been playing better baseball as of late. But those are the teams you want to watch. But again, when you get closer to the trade deadline, maybe some of these teams are even closer to it and still think they have a chance. So that can be the real problem. But unless they take that slide and they become, you know, 8-9 games back, I think if you're like 3 to 5 games back, you still think you have a chance.
From that first cut that we played, I know I don't think this is exactly what he meant, but he mentioned, you know, JJ mentioned guys are getting chances, like Rave, like Caglione. The fact that he mentioned Jack's name Does that mean that they're would they actually consider bringing somebody in who not necessarily would replace Jack, but somebody who would? Because I don't think he meant it by mentioning his name, but I think the fact that he mentioned him with Rave at the same time and that guys are getting chances, it made it seem like they're letting, like, this is like a trial run for Jack to show what he has. I don't think it was that way either.
He was
I don't think that's what he meant.
Pretty much every player they've called up.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant.
Lofton and
either,
Rave, but, and if they call up somebody else, he was mentioning they were looking at internal options. They were calling up guys to help the big league club, like Jack Caglione, like John
Rave. I don't think he meant it that way either, but him just saying it made me think of, was there actually any shot that he meant that they could bring in somebody who could replace Jack or fill Jack in the league? It doesn't make any 100% sense.
100% no. Yeah, 100% no. Last thing from JJ, then you can hear the full interview coming up at 1:30 here on Cody and Gold. We asked him just about, you know, players only meetings, because that of course happened on Saturday, and that's how we started the interview. Like, do they work, and what was your reaction to a players only meeting happening, and was that a good thing?
You know, they're obviously feeling some pressure right now. Obviously we're not playing as well as we're capable of playing, and you know, the coaches do as much as they can day to day. And one of the things we try to maintain is consistency in our practices, in our routines. So the coaches are always doing their part, but it means a lot more when somebody like Salvi or Bobby or Vinny, whoever, you know, was the lead voice in that, it means a lot more when it's coming from the players, because they're holding themselves accountable. And I thought it was a very positive sign.
Who would be the lead player in that? Probably Salvi.
I think it was Bobby and Salvi. It was Bobby and Salvi. Like, I think you know, do they, the follow-up question that I asked him was like, do they work? And he's like, it depends on how the tone, you know, it sounds like this was a positive, if that makes sense, like a positive player. Like, people weren't arguing. There wasn't fighting going on at the players only meeting, which can happen in some circumstances. That's when it becomes a negative. They lost the day after it. Like, I don't think we even know. Maybe after this road trip, right? Like, we'll be sitting, if the road trip goes great, will we be saying, oh, the players only meeting worked? And if it keeps going the way it's been going, the players only meeting didn't do a damn thing. I think players only meetings in general are overblown. I think some fans like to see it because it shows that the players give a damn. I think that's where it's at. I don't know if it has a direct correlation, but I can promise you if they have a good week, I bet you on Monday people are going to be discussing, and we might be discussing, did it actually do something? It'll be asked questions on Saturday in San Diego or something.
The only time I've ever seen a player kind of struggling and give those speeches was that Jason Hayward that I brought up to give the players only during the middle of a game during a rain delay. He did that, but you got to be good. But this team had times where just the leaders weren't there. The leaders, you know, were Witt and Benintendi and these guys. Because Bobby didn't want to speak yet. You know, he hadn't been around the league long enough and stuff like that to be a voice. Because I remember Matheny talking about, we even asked him that question, you know, about guys and using their voices. Have they earned that chance yet to be that guy in the clubhouse where people are going to listen to what you have to? I think some of these pitchers could have been answers to that too, like a Waka, guys like that, a Lugo. I mean, I think they could command the room as well, but at least the finger pointing's not there, because easily could be, just like the Chiefs last couple of years. The offense could have been pointing the defense and vice versa, the way things have gone the last couple
of
years.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're expected to hear from a couple members of the Chiefs as day one of minicamp is going on. 3 days of minicamp. Trey Smith is there, for those that were wondering. Looks like, based on video, he was working through drills as well, despite not having a long-term deal with the team. We're expected to hear from Chris Jones, also Josh Simmons. Who, of course, was the Chiefs' top pick. They claim everything is ahead of schedule with him, but you and I are both a little more skeptical on whether or not that'll be the case come training camp, but we're going to hear from them in the 1 o'clock hour. In the meantime, let's get to it.
Random question.
Yesterday I had it. Today I said, hey, Bink or Drew, one of you take the random question of the day. I don't know what you guys came up with. 913-586-7965. Hit me with the random question. What we got? We got Bink.
The computer stuck on me.
You're good.
It completely stuck on me.
I don't know. You tell me the question. Did you settle on a question?
Do you remember it?
All right. As I mentioned earlier, I dropped somebody off at the casino on the way here. My mom. Mm-hmm. So where's the weirdest place you've ever taken your parents, or vice versa?
Weirdest place.
But you've asked your parents to take you, Goal, or where your mom's dropped you off. Maybe it's work, maybe somewhere else. Or Drew, did they drop you off somewhere? Where did you drop them off?
I don't even think casino's not that weird.
It is on your way to work.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
At what, 7 a.m.? You said 7:30?
About 8.
The weirdest place. I don't think, weird place that I dropped my parents off at. I can't think of it. I don't even know if they're a weird place. I mean.
Or did you ever get hammered downtown? You said, Mom, come get me. Just anywhere.
Not really, no. I'm trying to think.
If I needed somebody to pick me up and I was drunk or anything, I'm not calling my parents first. Just get an Uber. I'll get something else.
Just get an Uber instead.
Normally.
Yeah, I don't know. A weird place that I was dropped off
at. Have you ever picked your parents up drunk? That they were drunk?
No. Well, one, my parents don't drink like that.
Okay.
Someone said, Drew, if you were picked up from strip club before by your parents.
Oh, no.
No, that did not happen. What about you, Bacon?
That would have counted as a weird place. No, not really. Not as far as being picked up or dropped off. I'm kind of like Drew. I got to go a different method or find somebody else instead of your parents. But yeah, it was kind of a new thing. So I'm dropping off. And, I'm thinking, this is definitely unusual.
Someone said they dropped their parents off at a swingers party once.
Wow. Wow. That's a difficult conversation.
That would be an awkward one. Someone says, let Bink redo this one. New question, because there's no... someone wants you to have a new question. They don't like your question.
I was just thinking about driving in.
They don't like your question. Like,
this is kind of weird.
Someone did respond, so they had to drop their dad off at the courthouse so he could go to court for his DUI.
That's an interesting one.
That's a good answer. I mean, not a good situation, but a good answer to the question, I guess.
Or maybe your kid's 16 or 17 or 18 or whatever, already got the driver's license. You go out to the bar, and you're saying, hey, come get dad at the bar.
Fresh off of getting their driver's license?
No, if they had a driver's license for a year or something like that, and you're at a bar and you're drunk, you say, hey, come pick me up, because they have their driver's license.
Somebody from the 913 says they've driven their drunk mother home.
I'll be honest with you. When my wife was pregnant, I always thought it was great that if we went out somewhere, I could do the drinking, because clearly they can't drink when they're pregnant. So that was always my driver. Like, that was literally always.
So you took advantage of your wife being pregnant for you to have a designated driver.
There was this class that we went that she made me go to, right, when we were having the kid. And all the guys went in the hallway, and you're supposed to name the best part about your wife being pregnant, right? And all these guys had, a little sob story. Then they got to pick which dad said it or whatever. To rub the belly or whatever. And guys are saying this stuff to kiss some butt. Guarantee what it was. And I said, it's a DD anytime I want.
That's such a Bink thing.
Such a Bink thing right there.
I'm glad my wife's pregnant. I can go out and get drunk whenever I want to, and she can drive me home.
Someone said for them, they dropped their dad off at the well down in Waldo for a Tinder date.
Wow.
Oh, even better.
So you dropped your dad off for a date.
How about that
one? There you go. Yeah, that one is worse if you were picking him up after the date with the date. That would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
That would be awkward as heck.
you would have to sell it you would have to have some sort of communication system down where your dad couldn't say that you were the one coming to pick them up. Hey, I'm getting an Uber driver.
Yeah,
and you would have to act like the Uber driver.
That's
100%.
True.
You'd have to be in on it too. You'd have to sell it.
Yeah, you can't say, oh yeah, it's my son.
No way. No way.
I mean, my son on a first date. Yeah, that'd be weird.
I just think there's a lot of times parents out there have had their kids drop them off or something, or you don't exactly tell the truth of where you're at or where you're going.
913-586-7965. Someone says, shocker, Bink got divorced. Joe and Gladstone.
I was just being honest.
Someone else said, tried weed for the first time at a Juice WRLD concert. Got too high. Their mom and dad had to come get them in their car.
Oh, wow.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. Hey, but that's a responsible thing to do.
Someone else said, Drew, take notes on what not to do while listening to Bink. Your odds of not getting divorced will skyrocket.
I've already got a couple pages written down.
Bink's giving you plenty of advice on what not to do if you want to avoid divorce.
Yes, exactly what I'm doing it, Drew. So you can stay married.
Someone said they picked their dad up from the hospital after he beat the effing crap out of somebody in a bar fight. The police gave me his handgun, told me to take him home.
Okay. Wait.
His handgun. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Someone said, like Binkley, their wife was pregnant the first year they had their Chiefs bus. Assigned her the DD after every game to drive the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean.
Chiefs fans unite.
Fresh off getting a driver's license, someone from the 816 said they just got their driver's license. They took their parent to Funky Town 13, 14 years ago.
Some of you guys are insane.
I think so? Maybe? I don't. I've never been there.
Bank, your parents are insane. No, whatever never. It is. That's crazy.
Someone says, you're telling me Bank is single. Never would have believed it.
I know, it's a
shocker.
Are
you talking to somebody?
Huh?
You talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah, I'm not married, but yeah.
You talking to somebody?
Wait, wait, hang on.
Who are you talking to?
You're not
to?
Married.
I'm not saying a damn word.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not saying a word, Drew.
It's a pretty simple question, though. Are you in a relationship or are you talking to somebody?
Play the fifth. I'm not telling you guys anything. I'm not married.
That can mean
yeah, okay. That's, we know you're not married. Are you talking to somebody?
I'm not telling you guys that. Yes, but I'm not telling you guys that.
Would you say you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's not single.
All right. Yeah, so Bink is off the market. Is that right?
Taken.
Yeah.
That was hesitation there.
No, it's no hesitation. I just don't like telling you guys stuff.
You don't tell us
stuff?
It'll
turn into a drop or something, you know.
You're now...
Does she listen to the show?
Internally aware of the drops now.
She listened to the show?
I don't know.
Is that how she met you? She said, man, that voice on that radio.
No, that's not it at all, because that's probably a bad thing to do.
Yeah, so you hope she doesn't listen?
I hope not, yeah.
But she knows what you do for a living.
Yeah, it's the goal not to listen to this, because if you do, it probably wouldn't last very long.
I've told you sometimes, you know, the first date, the person clearly has already listened to the radio show. I've run into that a few times.
Yeah.
Do you like my tractor, baby? Someone asked me if I passed the Hy-Vee gas station date. Yeah,
was that your first? That. Can you say, here, there you go. You don't have to say anything about her. I get it. You want to keep it private. That's fair. What was your first date? Where was your first date?
It was at a bar.
The bar or a bar?
A bar. Was that a bar?
One that you frequent quite a bit?
Yeah, I had a beer at 10:30 in the morning. It was good.
10:30 in the morning? You want to date at 10:30 in the morning?
I could take a guess at where it is.
Something like that.
11 o'clock date in the morning. Interesting.
Yeah, meet for drink.
Someone wants to know, does she know about all the juice?
Now she does with the YouTube.
Someone says, look at you guys trying to screw Binkley's new relationship. We're trying to get details. I don't want to screw it up.
You don't have to pull out.
I do enough of that with this stupid camera you guys have on, because I've been caught chewing before.
You guys have a camera on, both of you?
No.
That's weird.
These cameras.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And someone saw me chewing one time on it. Didn't go over well.
You also nearly got caught giving Dusty the bird. If you missed the
start of the show, Bing definitely flipped Dusty off, and he forgot the camera was right there in front of him when he did it.
It cut your arm off at your forearm. We just missed it.
All right, up next, we're expected to hear from a couple Chiefs players following minicamp practice today. Chris Jones, I believe, is one of the players that will speak. We'll hear from him. We'll also talk more about what the Royals look like by the time they come back to Kauffman Stadium.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.